Dangers of Ingratitude, Part 1. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not take it to heart. Malachi 2, verse 2, New King James Version. This is the key Bible verse for the Come and See devotional today. This verse is a wake-up call to all of us and warns us of the dangers of not appreciating what God has done for us. This original message was delivered to the people of God in the days of Prophet Malachi, and it was aimed at a specific group of people, the priests, clerics, and preachers. This is made clear in the preceding verse, Malachi 2, verse 1. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. New King James Version. This commandment also sends a caution message to every believer today. Our new identity in Christ was described by Apostle Peter as follows: But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, New King James Version. Moreover, the book of Revelation confirms our callings as priests of God as follows: And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelations chapter 5, verse 10, New King James Version. Sadly, we can easily focus on our needs and expectations at the expense of God. The daily pursuit of our own visions and anticipations can blind our eyes to the promises that have been fulfilled already. This attitude slowly leads us away from God, especially if we do not remember to be thankful for all He has done for us. King David felt obliged to think about the goodness of God towards him and said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2, New King James Version. We would have expected the benefits mentioned here to include money and other worldly goods, but we are wrong. Thus, he continued, he mentioned many things that we often take for granted, and said, Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Psalm 103, verses 3-5, New King James Version. These are priceless benefits that cannot be provided by any mortal man or woman. Ungratefulness attracts the displeasure of God, as indicated by our key Bible verse for this message. If we do not acknowledge God who brought us to where we are today, then who will take us to where we are going? Whatever our situation, we should maintain a grateful heart and attitude. The Bible states, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians Chapter 5, verse 18, New King James Version. You owe God thanksgiving as long as your breath is still within you. Psalms 150, verse 6 states, Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, I'm very sorry for every attitude of ingratitude towards you. By your mercy, give me an appreciative heart. For that which you have done so far in my life, I am thankful. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. This message was brought to you by Evangelical Ministries International, EMI. We know this message has been a blessing to you. Please share your testimonies with us by visiting our website www.evangelicalministries.org or contact us on info@evangelicalministries.org. God bless you. Yeah.